You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Da-da-da. We're talking Cobra Kai, which is a spinoff of The Karate Kid. Talk about squeezing blood from that stone. Holy cow.
It works, though.
It does.
It's fun.
The show is fun. What started off, I believe, is a YouTube series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then Netflix was like, there's some legs here. So they remade, I think, what was on YouTube with, like, a bigger budget. But it started with Ralph Macchio and whoever the other guy is that played Johnny in the original. And
Who is an incredible actor.
Really good actor.
How did he not get any work after?
Where's he been?
Living off that.
Living in Katie's dreams. Cobra Kai, the series on Netflix, is like in season 6 now or something. And they've brought back all the legacy characters from the original film, including an actor named Martin Cove, who was like the bad sensei. He is in the news now. Because, and this sounds like a Mad Lib, but because he bit his co-star.
Yeah.
And for a while, all we had was the story. But now there's police cam footage, not of the actual bite.
Okay.
But they called the police.
Okay, so we need to make it clear. Let's break the story down.
Okay.
So this was at some sort of Comic-Con.
Correct.
Okay.
She went up to him.
Yeah.
And kind of like was playfully like tapping him.
It was all playful.
Right. Tapped him.
Yeah.
And I guess he got
pretending to like spar or something.
Yeah. Is that it? Or he didn't
That's
get like spooked like a blind dog or something and just turn around.
And then he thought it would be funny.
Okay.
To bite her. Put teeth marks into her arm.
You cannot bite people. That is not okay.
That is assault.
And it's 100% up to her if she wants to pursue charges.
Which she does not, by the way.
I'd like to understand why you did that.
I apologize. I was just playing because we're very playful together and I bit down too hard and I meant to
She's got a mouth mark on her.
She has a mouth mark on her. Still.
I know.
No, we do not play like that.
I apologize.
No.
And that's just a clip. There's a very long video, and it's cringy to watch him try to talk his way out of this and explain it away as him just being playful.
I do believe this is a cautionary tale. I'm not saying I'm a biter. However, do I think that when I've had a couple drinkies, I get a little pushy?
And hitty.
And hitty. And by that, I mean, when we're having a good time, I sort of turn into Elaine from Seinfeld and I want to do like a get out and push people or I grab people or I've never sunk my teeth into a person. Let me put it that way.
Right.
I'm not saying he's right. What I'm saying is I am wrong. It's hard for me because I'm touchy.
Yeah.
I'm a touchy person. If you're sitting next to me and something funny happens, I don't care who you are, I'm going to grab your leg and be like, are you seeing this?
But
I'm saying I need to stop. Kevin's not clapping. Don't clap.
There you go.
No. You have to clap.
You're going to stop. And I love that. That's progress.
You're the first person I would bite.
It's love. Yeah.
You're a safe space.
She loves Asian food.
No. Okay, that's racist. You're why? I can't explain why. I don't know. I just want to sink my teeth into you.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Because
like
you're
the first person I just like. And here's why I'm not going to defend this man. Because it turns out he is a crazy person.
Oh, yeah.
Had many instances of like.
Of manic crazy behavior. Probably the reason why he never became a big star.
Okay. So let's take that out of it. I also do suffer from a little cuteness aggression.
A little?
A little.
Now, here's the thing. I suffer from cuteness aggression, too.
But... You have threatened to put a kitten in your mouth.
Sure, but I've never done it. Yet.
Okay. I am somebody that can suffer from cuteness aggression with
people.
Humans.
Yeah.
So... That is why I grab on to people. I get excited. It is not anger. It is enthusiasm. So can I picture myself grabbing Kevin's arm and just,
oh my God,
sinking my teeth into him.
Maybe before the Cobra Kai incident, which was what we'll call
this.
And
now I know better.
Yeah, the Cobra Kai rule.
The Cobra Kai kiss.
Right.
Right.
Mm. Oh. Much like a cobra. No bitey.
No bitey. No
don't step right. on snake.
No step on. Don't tread on me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.